The BMC Amy Z Talk and Coffeeware Modern Mainframe podcasts have joined forces. You can find your favorite episodes from both podcasts, as well as new insight and discussion, at soundcloud.com/modernmainframe. Coffeeware is now BMC Coffeeware, providing a complete app dev toolkit which enables you to make the mainframe as adaptive as any other platform and start your journey to becoming an autonomous digital enterprise with a mainframe-inclusive DevOps toolchain. Hello, I'm Matt Dallaire. Thanks for joining us for the latest installment in our series, Building a Better Software Delivery Platform, where we discuss how you can build a world-class delivery system by leveraging DevOps and Agile methodologies. We have a new podcast every Monday, followed by Office Hour with Rick Slade, a live online Q&A session each Friday. And we have that very same Rick Slade with us now. Hi, Rick, how are you?
I'm good, Matt. I hope you are, man.
I am, thanks. So joining us today is Coffeeware ISPW Product Manager, Mark Schettenhelm. If you read the Coffeeware blog, and I highly recommend that you do, there's a lot of good stuff on there. You may recognize Mark's name. He can take virtually any subject from Fonzie on skis to Baby Yoda to Charlotte's Web and relate it to DevOps in the mainframe. He has a wealth of information and experience and a lot of passion. So it's good to have you. Thanks for joining us, Mark.
Thanks, Matt. I'm looking forward to our conversation today.
Great. So am I. So let's get started. Rick, we've been at this a few weeks now, and we're moving from a concentration on management of the SDS to drill down into more specific components of SDS architecture. Today, we're talking about software configuration management, specifically in support of Agile software delivery. Over the past several weeks, you've mentioned the SCM in a number of conversations. Can you give us a quick overview of the SCM? And for a novice like me, I noticed that SCM is sometimes used to stand for source control management and sometimes for software configuration management. So is there a differentiation there? Or what's the story?
It's a great question, Matt. To be honest, I think it actually resulted back in the old days, back when I was writing code in the late 70s and early 80s, there were very primitive SCMs, and they were referred to as source control management because that's all they did. You know, there were no abilities back then to support the build or the compile link edit process, as well as the deploy process, along with all the other things that a modern SCM provides today. And so it was called source control management for a long time. Software configuration management popped up as a term to describe essentially the same thing, but with more capabilities. And so configuration management, and Mark can correct me on this if I'm wrong, is more about the ability to configure activities for build, activities for deploy, to automate those so that everyone's leveraging, using the same capability, same functionality for those specific processes that are a part of managing source. And so I think that's where some of the confusion comes. If you look at SCM, I see it as source control. I see it as software configuration. I see it as software control and configuration management. So it has, I think it typically all means the same thing. It's about tracking change, you know, within your application set. And so that's what we want to talk to Mark about today. Just one word of introduction, or a brief sentence of introduction with regard to Mark. Mark has been here since I've been here, and he's a wonderful communicator. Easy to understand, and is able to define or communicate complex topics in a way that even I can understand. So it's been a pleasure to work with him. So with that, Mark, is there anything else you want to say with regard to your role and what you do?
I was here when you got here because I've been here coming up on 32 years with Coffeeware. Before that, was a developer at a few different sites. In those years, I've worked with many of the different Coffeeware products. So that does give me a nice broad spectrum of the development lifecycle, which helps me in my current role of product owner for ISPW.
It's you do a lot of different things for our company, and we all appreciated it. Let me just start with the first question, and it's about why software configuration management is so critical to modern software delivery?
That's an excellent start. Really, SCM is the core of everything a developer does. So it manages the code they work on, and it really, I think a lot of people think of it, well, it prevents chaos. You know, as I mentioned, I worked at some places before Compuware, and we didn't have these tools, and it was always this, what version do I have? And you know, we occasionally make mistakes, and it was hard. So, it, you know, people think of it, okay, it prevents that chaos, but it can really be a lot more than that. We look at it as what we can do to go beyond that to eliminate friction so a developer can focus on producing good code to solve user problems.
Mark, let me interrupt you there. What do you mean by friction?
Well, you know, it's some of it, the friction is things where with Agile, we're now having two people or more working on the code at the same time. Because you got a 2-week sprint, you got to work on it. And I have to make sure that I can pull off and work on mine in one leg and the other person can work on there. And to manage that process of having multiple people working on it and know where the other versions are and then be able to easily handle that and keep everything still within the same source code management. I mean, that's one example. The other is to do things, the manual... Yeah, it could be manual tests like code review or testing to automate those and hook that right into the system.
It's like eliminating anything that slows you down or minimizing those things that slow you down.
Right. To eliminate those things so you can focus on the important things of coming up with new ideas to solve.
So, Mark, are there really any differences for software configuration management on the mainframe versus non-mainframe platforms?
That's an interesting question. First off, there are going to be platform differences, of course, in how programs are compiled, testing, and deployment, certainly, because of the different environments. So there are platform differences in those behind the scene things, but in otherwise, you know, you always have to check out, you have to edit, you have to build. Those things are always going to be the same in the way they work in an agile environment so that people can have their own legs that they're working on. Those things will be the same, but I think you need a mainframe-based SCM to handle those mainframe-specific platform things and keep them away from the developer so they don't have to think of compiling. All they know is they do a build and it's done.
Yeah, I think, and that's one of the things that I talk to my clients about. And I think one of the real benefits of automation is if we can build an ecosystem for the developer to where they can work on business problems, writing code, quite honestly, and this sound may sound crazy, regardless of target platform, then there's so our productivity numbers go through the roof, and then we're able to move people around from project to project a little more easily. Now, again, easier said than done, but the things that you're talking about and with regard to configuration and automating a lot of that build activity and subsequent deploy activity is critical. And the more that we can remove those skill requirements from the developer so that they can focus on what's important to the organization, the more code that they can produce, and I think the higher quality the code will be.
Exactly.
Can you talk a little bit about ISPW and how it interoperates with a modern continuous integration, continuous delivery environment?
Sure, yeah. It's, you know, it is a mainframe-based tool, as I said, which is necessary because of all the things it has to do in the mainframe, which are unique. The compiles and the deploys are different, all that. But it isn't, you know, the mainframe is not its own separate silo. It has to go in and work with others. And the way you do that is putting REST APIs in. For the past 5 years, we've been adding REST APIs. I think we've probably got at least 75 of them, maybe more. Every quarter we add to them. I mean, it's I can't count them all. And we automate all the functions that you can do in ISPW. And so that way we can partner with code quality checks or those who offer coordinated release management deploy. By putting in the API, anybody can go and hook into that and use it. And one of the things that I always say is the best interface is no interface. Mm-hmm. And if it's something where, oh, I have to go in and do a right click to do it, it might be better just to do that by API. And so that's why we have all our processes that way.
Yeah, I think that's absolutely critical. And what that gives when I talk to clients about building their pipes, those APIs give us the ability to provide mainframe services to our customers, developers. And that's so important when from an automation standpoint, because if I want to use Jenkins or GitLab or Bamboo from an orchestration standpoint, the ability to leverage these services, and we've made it easy to initiate through the APIs, that we can essentially automate a lot of the work and activity that's occurring in that cycle, in that complete cycle. And the more we can automate, the more productive, and I think the higher quality output that developers can produce. I think that's incredibly important.
Yeah.
I was looking earlier at the number of, there's over 30 different operational APIs just for ISPW. And so I think that's amazing.
We have, that's why I said, I don't know, it's like 75%, but it's the APIs, and it's great because when I go out and talk to our users and they talk about pipelines, they go, well, we want to do this, you know, want to do an approval. I want to do a build or generate. And I'm like, yeah, we can do it. Here it is. It's also the webhooks.
Yeah.
So we have what we call generic webhook notifications so that if someone does an ISPW activity, and whether they do it on the 3270, they do it in Topaz, or through an API, let's say I do a compile. So we call that a generate, but it could also be a build. They do that. You can set it up so that you have a webhook notification. Well, when that can go off in Jenkins and kick off the process. So we have these notifications for many of the core features that people do with the product that can help with the automation. So it hits that goes into Jenkins. They can go in and kick off some APIs. They can kick off other things. So you can have a pipeline that does something of, okay, I want to do a compile, but maybe the first thing is let's do a code quality check. Oh, okay. That looks good. All right. Do the compile. Now, when I do the compile, the next step is, let's run an automated test with a total test. Yeah. And then if that looks good, you know, maybe then I'll do a promotion or a deploy.
So, and then the SCM is just so central to essentially almost all the activity within that software delivery lifecycle, I think is why it's so important with regard to modern software delivery. So Mark, we talked about the importance of the SCM. There's a lot of organizations now are looking at Git. Do we integrate? Is ISPW can it be integrated with Git?
Yeah, and it's through that same process of the APIs. Like I said, we've been working on it for it's been maybe more than 5 years now, and we've had customers working with Git for that time frame. So that's part of it. When you open up your product through the webhooks and the APIs, many things are possible. One of those is Git, so that you could start with your code and Git and use all the different tools over there for code review and the quality checks, everything. And then it will automatically be brought into ISPW, and there you get that important mainframe compile. And all those things you need to do in the mainframe can be done through ISPW and automated, and then brought all the way up through deploy. So those two can work together.
That's pretty powerful there. Now, you know, there will be religious arguments, quite honestly, on where the source code needs to be stored. There will be those that say that, you know, for the mainframe, it needs to be stored on the mainframe, and others will, you know, think, well, it needs to all be at one place and get being used on the distributed side, so they want to use it there. It's good to know that with ISPW, if Git is decided as a place to manage your source, then you're still, we can integrate, we can leverage that capability with ISPW and still use the ISPW build and deploy capabilities for support of mainframe targeted code.
Right, right.
Cool.
That's all part of being open.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And I think that's important, being able to give customers that opportunity. All right. Well, Mark, I appreciate it. Anything else you want to say to our audience before we let it go?
Boy, I guess the only thing I could think of is that, you know, the source control management is really key to everything that your developers do. And you really have to look at that and not just accept that, well, I've had this one forever, or it's already ingrained in that, but really look to the future. And is it the SCM that will support where you need to be in this environment? Because it is so important.
Yeah. I agree. And especially for those organizations that are trying to leverage Agile. I mean, there are certain capabilities that are a must in an SCM if Agile is the method by which you are managing this work. If you're segmenting work into smaller units, you're going to have opportunities where parallel development activities are occurring. And if your SCM can't support that, then that's an issue, and that's a problem. That's going to prevent you from leveraging
it's
some of the.
It's all about eliminating friction.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right.
Where in the kind of hierarchy, when you're building, you're rebuilding your software delivery system, and we've talked before about, you know, a modern IDE, and where things kind of starting points. I assume a new SCM would be, or a modern SCM would be, closer to the beginning of what you want to implement.
Yeah, I'll take that. And Mark, I'd be interested in your thoughts too. For me, and I have, you know, helped, gosh, organizations for 15 years now. The starting points are typically going to be different with regard to implementing or evolving your software delivery system. But in a large part of the clients that I've worked with over the years, building or creating that initial IDE, modernizing that IDE, building what I call a converged IDE for developers, regardless of target platform. I think that's a starting point. But key to that is having access to your source code. And so I like to manage, as we've talked about in prior episodes, I like to manage the implementation using Agile techniques and defining work in a set of sprints to be accomplished over a period of time do what's necessary to evolve and to build out, provision your software delivery system. Getting that IDE integrated with your SCM early is critical. I have worked with clients where they have tried to continue to use legacy SCMs, and it always creates problems, either problems with regard to supporting parallel application development activity, or problems associated with not being able to leverage the SEM with regard to automated activities like builds and testing and deploys. And it just creates problems. It typically, in with older IDEs, you may have to, you know, extract out of your SEM, move that into a PDS, and then do your work. All of those are anything that slows that development process down is the friction that Mark was talking about. And so, you know, trying to minimize that is incredibly important to an efficient, you know, a highly functioning software delivery environment. And with the SCM being so critical, getting it in early, having it as one of those initial activities with regard to the evolution process, I think is very, very important.
Anything to add, Mark?
No, you know, I think, Rick, you covered it well. I was kept thinking, what about this? And nope, you've got it. So nothing to add.
That's just, it's old age, Mark, being around for a long time.
Yeah, maybe.
Oh, man.
Thank you. And thanks, Mark, for joining us. That was a great conversation. And thank you to everyone listening. Rick, why don't you take us out?
Thank you, Matt. And Mark, thank you again, man. You are a wealth of information. I appreciate very much you coming and joining us today. And I look forward to having you on again. But thank you for your insights with regard to the SEM and its importance in supporting a modern software delivery environment. But again, thank you for joining us today. We appreciate this. I know it takes time. Hopefully it's been useful and beneficial, and there's been some learning that has happened. But again, thank you all. With that, we'll close out this podcast, and we'll look forward to the next one. You guys take care. Have a good week, and good coding, everybody.
The BMC Amy Z Talk and Compuware Modern Mainframe Podcasts have joined forces. You can find your favorite episodes from both podcasts, as well as new insight and discussion, soundcloud.com/modern mainframe. Compuware is now BMC Compuware, providing a complete app dev toolkit which enables you to make the mainframe as adaptive as any other platform and start your journey to becoming an autonomous digital enterprise with a mainframe-inclusive DevOps toolchain.